In an important study tonight, it has been reported that medical errors are now the third largest cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. Dr. John LaPook has been looking into this.
Dr. Martin McCary of Johns Hopkins School of Medicine co-authored today's analysis on medical errors.
We're talking about patients dying from the care that they receive rather than the disease or injury for which they seek care. We're talking about things that happen that shouldn't happen in a sound healthcare system.
Medical errors include mistakes in diagnosis, inadequate discharge instructions, and preventable complications such as infections picked up in the hospital.
Patients don't just die from heart plaques and bacteria, they can also die from communication breakdowns and medication errors. System-level problems are almost ubiquitous in healthcare.
Johns Hopkins Armstrong Institute touted patient safety in this video. It initiated a quality control program that reduced bloodstream infections from catheters by 40%.
So, John, what is a patient supposed to do to defend himself?
Well, patients can only do so much. You can ask questions. What are the risks? What are the benefits? I like to tell my patients if they're in the hospital, try to have a family member or a friend in the room if possible. But ultimately, this is the responsibility of hospitals and medical centers to shine a light on the problem. And for a long time, that light has simply been too dim. But I have to say, in recent years, there's been a huge effort to look at this more closely, to turn it into a science and say, what are the systemic problems? It may be several things working in concert. Identify them and fix the problem.
When in doubt, ask lots of questions. Dr. John LaPook, doctor, thank you.